Healthy Children with the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
More than 23 million children and teenagers in the U.S. are obese or overweight. It's a statistic that health and medical experts consider an epidemic. You know we talk about it on my shows. You know how passionate I am about this particular topic. And today, my guest is Dr. Christopher Bowling. He's a pediatrician and partner pediatric associates in Crestview Hills, Kentucky. Welcome to the show, Dr. Bowling. So, childhood obesity, it is absolutely something that is turned into an epidemic. We're seeing recess and gym cut in the schools in favor of academics. The junk food is never ending, as are the ads. Tell us a little bit about this epidemic and what do you think we need to do about it?
Well, Melanie, it's great to be on the show. Thank you very much. And as you said, I'm a pediatrician in Northern Kentucky, sort of suburban Cincinnati. I'm also the chair-elect for this section on obesity at the American Academy of Pediatrics. So we have a lot of us out there. We have a pretty big, robust section of pediatricians who are really energized on this issue. When I talk with my fellow pediatricians, you know, we really feel like it is an epidemic. There's about one-third of children, so kids under the age of 18, who are overweight or obese. Now, that number changes to two-thirds when you look at the adult population. So definitely we need to be doing things with younger kids to prevent the progression and to prevent what we're seeing and maybe roll back some of the things that are happening in the adult population. There's a lot of things that we can do. There's a number of things, and I think there's a role for everybody in society. There's things that pediatricians can do, things that obviously schools can do and that parents can do at home. There's a lot of things that are very, very important.
So speak about some of those, because it seems insurmountable. It seems overwhelming to tackle all of the different. I mean, we are talking, Dr. Bowling, and we do a show with the American College of Sports Medicine as well, and they talk about the fitness index and things. And so, I mean, we're talking about food deserts. We're talking about rural areas. We're talking about sidewalks so they can't walk to school, or where there's no healthy lunches or recess. And I mean, it's huge.
Well, you know, I always talk about my cocktail party questions. When people find out that I do a lot of pediatric obesity work, you know, the question is always, and people will say at a cocktail party to me, well, I think it is, as you said, I think it is the fact that we don't have healthy school lunches, or I think it's portion sizes out of control, or it's too much screen time, or it's this or it's that, sugar drinks, et cetera. And the answer is, yes, it's all of those things. And, you know, we didn't get into this position overnight. It's all these things sort of, it's kind of the perfect storm, I think, Melanie, where everything has sort of conspired against children and really against adults, too, in creating a healthy environment. You know, we got here piece by piece. We're going to get out of it piece by piece. We turned the ship around a little bit at a time. So I think, you know, all change, as they say, is local. So changing things the way you do them around the house, setting up healthy meal times, eating together as a family is a very simple thing that parents can do. It's hard when you look at a busy schedule, but it's something when you can make a commitment makes a difference. I'm a pediatrician, as you just said, and I just walked out not more than 10 minutes ago with a patient of mine who did two things. He started eating more fruits and vegetables and started drinking more water. And that was after my discussion with him from last year's checkup. That one child, now it's not this easy for a lot of them, and we should all be teenage boys who can make a few
things. Oh, please,
that's
how I'm coming back, as a teenage boy.
Exactly. They can do a few things. Well, this guy had lost 15 pounds. His BMI had dropped from 99th percentile to the 70s. The confidence brimming out off of his face, you know, and sometimes it's little changes that make a big difference. So we shouldn't get discouraged by this overwhelming problem, but operate at those levels where we can.
I agree with you, and I think we can take small steps. So it first starts within the home, and as a parent of two children, two teenagers, this is not a democracy. It's a total dictatorship in my house. I buy the food and I determine what they are going to eat. Yeah, they get occasional junk. Activity, screen time, parents, we have to be the role models and we have to be able to step up and say, no, I'm not going to buy soda and bring it into this house. No, you can't sit in front of the video games for 4 hours at a stretch. Get up, go run around. So, right, Dr. Bowling, it starts in the home, and then we can sort of move outward and tackle the schools. What do you think we need to do in the schools?
Well, and I would also say, Melanie, too, it's tough on parents. I would say, you know, it is easy to say that you're going to get those teenagers moving. Teenagers make 99% of the choices on their own. So what we really work with parents, as you said, modeling is probably the most important thing that we can do, and creating a healthy environment. We do say with parents, you know, with teens especially, don't nag them because they'll use it against you, as I'm sure you well know. But you also want to, you know, sort of gently lead them, creating a good environment, like you're saying, not bringing things into the house, and setting a good example is very important. You mentioned the schools. I think we put so much pressure on our schools to do the right thing with our kids, and we give them a lot of responsibilities. We have made great progress with the Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act in creating healthier lunches in schools, and we need to stay the course with that act. There's a lot of pushback from a lot of places saying, oh, there's food wastage in schools, there's this, there's that. We need to roll this back and bring, there are even school districts who say we need to bring back fryers into schools. Like, you know, kids' nutrition in schools, we have fought long and hard. When kids are presented with things, they eventually start eating it. As you said, you need to stay the course with kids and continue to provide a healthy environment, and bit by bit, they'll change.
Absolutely, and you're right. We do put a little too much pressure on the schools, but we also have to look to our park districts, getting your kids involved, if you had to make a list, Dr. Bowling, for parents right now to help their kids, and we're not talking about weight loss, because that's a whole nother show when you have to show a child how to lose weight. That's a really tough thing to do. But if you had to make a list right now for parents of ways that they can help combat this epidemic, and I would just like to start with my own, add to the list as parents, being that role model and not saying, oh, I'm too fat, or letting your kids hear you talk about weight and fat. And for women, that ain't easy. So that's my little suggestion right there. But why don't you give your list, Dr. Bowling?
Well, I love your statement, Melanie. You know, I work a lot with child care providers in helping them promote a healthy environment in child care settings. And many times I'll have providers say, you know, who am I to say don't drink a soft drink? Look at me, I'm overweight, and I'm not an example of healthy eating. And I usually say to them, you know, I struggle with my weight too. I said, you know, there's nothing worse than being told you need to be healthy from a skinny person. It's better to hear it from someone you know struggles. We're all struggling. We're all trying to find our way there. So being a role model is absolutely the most important role as a parent. I think, again, small...
And we only have 30 seconds, Dr. Bowling.
Yeah, making small changes is really important. Getting to those parks, like you said, using what you have available in your community.
Absolutely. That's the best thing, is to make those small steps. Be a good role model. Use what's available in your community. Get active as a family. Eat dinner as a family. And cook healthy. It would do the whole family good. And I like to make a sort of a competition, if we're all wearing our Fitbits, who gets the most steps today or this week. And then that person gets to pick the movie that we watch over the weekend or the activity that we all do together. So kids love competitions. Trust me on that. So try it with your family this weekend and see if we can just make a little dent in Childhood Obesity Awareness Month. This is Melanie Cole. We have more great healthy children coming up on Radio MD. Stay tuned and stay well.